Good evening, everyone. This is Dan from Blind Taste Test, and if I sound upset, it's because my favorite team in the world, the New York Yankees, just lost in the Game 5 of the playoffs. That means the end of the baseball season and the start of what I would like to call the dark time for me, because I don't care so much about the other sports. It's all about baseball for me. I'd like to say that Joe Girardi, the manager, is the one responsible for our loss. And yes, he definitely did some things I don't agree with, mainly not pinch hitting with Jesus Montero, our phenom rookie who's a great player. But no, in the end, it's the Yankees' fault. We just choked. That's the bottom line. Our offense was horrible. People did not come through with necessary hits. And that's why we didn't win. The pitching was here and there. Some better and some worse, but overall it was just fine. But really, it's the offense that had to step it up, and that just didn't happen at all. So I'll find things to do in the off season and try to get back on track for the fall, for the spring. Meanwhile, I've had some interesting things happen to me in the last few days. Some things that were not quite discrimination, but definitely deal with some blindness issues. Last night in a diner, a waiter came over to my table, and I was sitting with my friend, and the waiter asked my friend, is he blind? As if I wasn't even sitting there in the first place. And my friend says, ask him. And the waiter says, how long has he been blind? Again, not speaking to me at all. This happens more than you would think. People just don't talk to me. They address their questions to my friend or my family member, you know, whoever's there. It gets very annoying, and just, I like to educate people, and I keep doing it every day because I think education is the key, you know, to sort of correcting the misconceptions and stereotypes that are out there. But it's tough. It's always an ongoing process that I try to strive to get better with every single time. So I told the waiter about my history and, you know, who I am and the brain tumor and that kind of thing, but you know, it does get to you after a while. And then, of course, today in the gym, working out with my friend, I was doing this pull-down exercise where you pull down the bar to you with the weight on it. So you sort of have the bar above your head, and you pull it down towards your chest. And a lady came up to me yelling, the wrong way. Why do you let him do it that way? He's doing it the wrong way. And again, I was very annoyed by this. It really got to me. I wanted to, first of all, ask her, okay, ma'am, what's the right way? But more importantly, why are you yelling at me and my friend? And later on, she apologized, but not to me, to him, to my friend, when I should have been the one receiving the apology in the first place. Now, I don't care about the apology so much, but A, could you please not yell at me in the gym? I mean, don't you have better things to do? And B, talk to me. Don't talk to him. And come over there and show me how to do it. Again, this is not the first time. I've been blind for almost 30 years now. I know how these things happen. People in the gym will correct me from time to time, but they will come over and physically show me how to do the exercise correctly. Obviously, I can't see you doing it, so maybe I'm making a mistake. Who knows? Anyway, as I said before, I'm all about education and teaching people and just trying to have this open dialogue. So if you have any questions, you can always ask me. Either leave a comment on the blog. I also have a cool page called Let's Dish. You can ask me a question there. Or blindfoodcritic@gmail.com, twitter.com/blindblog. There are just so many ways to reach me. So get in touch, people. Until next time, I'm Dan from the Blind Taste Test, and stay classy. Bye.